Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Welcome to the TagCast 237. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I am Gatch, the Indian of the podcast.
Gatchalopagus.
Yes, that is right.
I'm Terry Guile, and that intro was weird at first. It sounded like a 70s TV show.
It did.
We're wearing out Karma to Burn, but they never get old to me, so we're using it for this episode. We got other songs for 38 and 39 lined up, but this is 37.
37.
And shoot, you guys, we're coming to the end of episode or season two.
I know.
Come so fast.
It does, like a
young man.
Who is your favorite sports person who wore number 37?
I don't even think I could name one.
Me neither.
Is there a lot of 37s in sports?
I can't even think of one.
Well, what about... Okay, so in football, can you have numbers higher than like 55? Basketball, you're not supposed to, right?
Yeah, because the roster is 55 players.
Unless you're Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Then you can be 91. I heard it was for hand signals, too. So when you're calling the foul on the player?
Yeah, in basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in football, you have 55 players on your roster, so you...
Coincidence, 55? Is that a number in sports that happens a lot?
Oh, I don't even know. Well, it is hands, right? But I don't know. I have no clue. I think that's just... how many people can be on a team?
Well, while we're speaking of sports, I wanted to slip this in sometimes. Perfect. Speaking of slipping it in, if you guys like to go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, you can get a deal on a fleshlight. And this weekend, I heard of a new thing. It's a football that you can fuck.
Oh, really?
Maybe for monkeys, because you've heard the phrase, that's like a monkey fucking a football.
I have not heard that phrase.
You haven't?
No.
Am I the only one? Hey, Taggets, have you heard that phrase? It was like a monkey fucking a football. That's when something's not going right for you. If you're trying to do something, like say you're trying to fix a transmission and you don't know how to do it, it's like a monkey fucking a football.
That would be. Yeah.
I don't even know. But anyway, this comedian that I performed with this weekend, Eric Alexander Moore, touched on this new football that you can get that you can fuck it. It has an ass and a pussy.
Well, it makes sense, I guess, right?
Does it? It's called a fantasy football.
Got two ends.
Get it? It's a fantasy football. I almost forgot to slip that in.
That's I guess so. You just wouldn't want to throw it back and forth to your friends and catch it, I guess, right?
Yeah, you said it makes watching the game a lot funner. But I don't even... I'm assuming that it's a real thing. I didn't even research it because who needs to when I can speculate?
Yeah. When conject.
I conject. So, yeah. Fuck a football. Let's see.
Speaking of which, did you hear about Elmo?
I did. But did you hear the latest news? As of yesterday, the kid recanted.
Oh, really?
And said that he was actually of age when he fucked Elmo.
Yeah, because that's what Elmo said.
Yeah, Elmo said that he was
it
an adult.
It did happen, but he was an adult.
And he and the kid now said that he it was consensual and he was an adult. So I kind of think that he should be arrested.
For false accusations?
Yeah, that guy probably almost lost his job. He was on some kind
he
of relief.
Did lose
No. Now that the guy has recanted and they hadn't officially terminated him, I was reading the story before I got here. He just took a leave from the show while it was getting cleaned up or whatever. Because I think it was a couple weeks ago, but it's just now coming out, I think. Coming out in the news. But I don't know. It makes Elmo look bad.
Elmo's
I didn't know.
Like the star, isn't he?
Pretty much.
You know, and then you already have the Bert and Ernie are gay jokes, right?
That guy's been Elmo for over 20 years. Crazy. And it was just like 8 or 10 years ago that I found out he was a black man.
You think that Elmo was hanging out with Bert and Ernie a little too much?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe he was raised by Bert and Ernie. He had two dads.
Maybe.
See, the Muppets never say where they come from or who their parents are. They're just there.
Yeah.
I think their dad is all Jim Henson. Because he fucked a Muppet.
You must have.
So, yeah, before we go any further... get out there and do some humping, you guys. It's hump day, Wednesday. I went to a new place this weekend on Saturday.
Oh, really?
It's called the Stonefront Tavern in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And have you heard of that bar in Junction City called the Tankard? My wife used to work there a few years ago. So we walk into the Stonefront. Boom, we're in the Tankard. Like, identical to the T, like a nudge in the wall and just where the bathrooms were and where the stove was and just the way the bar was built. And so my wife's tripping on it. She's like, this is identical, you know, except for the furnishings on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally asked the guy, Bradley Peterson. By the way, if you're listening, Bradley, thanks for putting on that show. That was fun times. But he said, oh, yeah, they know about their twin bar down by Eugene. And so he got the cook lady, which must have been the owner or something, to come out. He's all, is that bar called the Tankard? She's like, yep, that's our twin bar made by the same architect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense then.
It's a fucking identical. And the outside looks the same too, and except it's got stone on the front, which is fitting because it's called the Stone Front. And then Jason and Zach's mom, Sue, she said that it used to be Shakey's Pizza when she was growing up.
Oh, really?
Which is... I don't know if it was built to be a bar or if it was originally built to be a pizza place or...
Well, it could have been just like one of those standard architectural buildings that they just had as a stock thing.
There may be more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody been to the Stonefront or the Tankard in Salem or Junction City?
Or any bars that look like them, but you don't know because you've never been to the
that's
Tankard.
That's what I'm asking. You got to go in there. So, yeah, that was fun times. I tried to do... 45 minutes and it ended up 35.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just because I didn't really time my set and I could have told more jokes, but I didn't want to just kind of go through my mind and think, what haven't I told yet? And then end on something kind of not funny. And plus, you know, people were kind of, it's weird. If you've ever done comedy in a bar, it's kind of like, it was full, but the back half of the place was like talking.
Yeah.
They weren't into it. And like, from about where my wife and her friend were and the other people all forward were all like, shh, you guys, stop talking. We're trying to listen. And the host actually tried to shut him down a couple times and yelled at his drunk friends and said, now that you've done your set and your friends are here, you're going to just fucking talk to everybody's set? Jeez, you know, but I couldn't hear him on stage. My wife said, oh, they were talking the whole time. People were getting pissed.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I couldn't hear him or I might have said something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good show. I had a good time. I met a couple new folks, Eric Moore and John Mink.
Mm-hmm.
Eric said he'd be interested in coming down and doing a show at the Dixie sometime or
right on
something. And he plays music, too. He wanted to know if I wanted to jam. He He's not in a band right now, but I guess he used to be.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that was Saturday night, and we made it home by like 11:30. So
wow.
It was a Saturday night, early night, got in, got out, got paid a little money, covered my gas at the minimum, actually, and we got some food and some drinks, so it was a good time down at Stonefront.
Sounds fun.
And there was the front half of the building was a great attentive crowd, and they laughed a lot, so it was pretty cool.
Right on.
But did not get to go see Napalm Death.
Oh, man.
All my friends backed out on me.
All your rowdy friends?
They weren't coming over that night. They were staying home so they could go somewhere else in the morning or something. And then my good buddy Josh Pankow offered to take me, and then my cat was sick, and then my wife had an earache, and I could come up with 1,000 excuses, but bottom line is I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
So hope that was a great show.
Your cat all right?
Yeah, she's better now, and now I'm sick. I, the next day, felt exactly like she was acting the day before. So I think she had whatever. I think I sucked it out of her like that Green Mile black dude.
Spoiler alert. That's why that guy died.
Oh, I hope I don't die, man. I mean, I'm gonna. I know I'm gonna die someday because I drive a Ford. 100% of Ford drivers, if you've listened to the podcast before, will die.
Will die.
Hey, did you watch Saturday Night Live?
No,
I got home early enough to watch it.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, I don't really care for her. I didn't know who she was. But here's my thing. This is our first recording since we actually knew for sure who won the presidency, Obama.
Oh, yeah.
They got a new Obama on Saturday Night Live, and Fred Armisen is not leaving.
Right on.
He's an actual black man. Jay Farrow, he's kind of new. He's been on the last two seasons as a featured player, and now he's in the real ensemble of the cast. And I would have to say that the SNL, on the most part, wasn't that funny. They're still kind of struggling. I don't know if you watched it lately. The Louis C.K. one last week was okay. Louis C.K. was awesome, but the writers, I don't know what's going on.
You don't think the writing is as strong as it has been?
The sketches just don't seem that funny. I don't
know.
They
did just kind of toss, you know, a few. Well,
they
didn't toss.
They did retain
a few.
Jason Sudeikis ended up staying. But they lost one of their newer ones, Abby something. I can't remember her name, but she'd only been on a few years, and she left it. Someone else, too. But anyway, he does a pretty good Obama.
Right on.
I was really used to Fred Armisen's Obama, and then it made me think, is he leaving at the end of the year? And he knows that Obama's going to be president for at least four more years. And he said, no. I looked it up on the internet. He ain't going anywhere.
Huh.
I think he likes being on two current shows.
Yeah. You know, a little news about Romney after the election. He's losing fans on Facebook at a pace of like 11 likes a minute.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, they probably contributed a lot of money, and then when he lost, they're like, damn it.
Well, he still has like 12 million likes or whatever, but.
Yeah.
So I heard. Making a dent, but that's still pretty, I mean, that's quite a few days still, though.
The voting wasn't as close as I thought it was going to be as far as it was decided by the electoral votes, which is stupid. I don't even know what it is. But it was like he had 206, Romney did, and Obama had like 332.
Yeah.
So that's almost like two-thirds as much or somewhere around there. I don't know what my math is right now, but Obama!
Yeah.
Go Obama!
Yep.
And
people still tirade against both.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. We found out firsthand last week
of
how dangerous it is. They even talk about politics to your friends. That's why we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And I listen to another podcast religiously, and I'm not anonymous about it. Big and Loud podcast, fucking awesome. And once they start talking about politics, they'll do it for about 2 minutes, and Don will say, that's it. This is fucking stupid. Stop talking about it. No politics. We're here to have fun and be funny and be lighthearted and not be all fucking rah, which is, I don't like that rah. So speaking of Facebook, we've had some new likes over the last couple weeks.
What, we have?
Not Sweet. Many, but I went on a little campaign for my Facebook page for my comedy, my Terry Guile page, and I think I got 9 new likes, so thanks you guys for patronizing me, or whatever you call it. But I did put a little message out there for some topics, as I normally do each week, and Adrian Bacon Farrell,
nice.
He wants to know what we think of the state of today's music with the goddamn auto-tune, mindless dubstep, and retarded fucking Nicki Minaj clown vaginas.
Hmm. All right, clown vaginas.
Do you know Nicki Minaj?
I know the name.
My wife was watching this stupid show that I know you guys out there and Dustin say, oh, you watch it. No, I was doing other stuff, but I like to hang out with my wife. She had fallen asleep. The show had gotten over that she was watching. I was in my own little world doing research or doing something productive in my Kindle world. And next thing I know, there's some show about Nicki Minaj, and she's recording this album. Dude, she sucks. She's horrible. I thought that she must be something okay because she's like, I don't know why I would have thought that. Yeah, she's popular. She's on Saturday Night Live. She's on all these radio stations.
So what is it? She just gets auto-tuned?
Probably. From what I heard her laying down into the microphone, it didn't translate well. I'm scratching my head right now, not because it itches, but just because I can't figure out what's going on. I totally agree, Adrian. Today's state of music is pretty much in the toilet.
I don't hear much auto-tune because I don't listen to that kind of stuff.
The commercials and stuff, you know, like, I don't know if you watch a lot of commercials, but...
Auto-tune.
And it'd be like, I can't even do it. We should get an auto-tune machine in here so we could just, like, do a segment.
Because
if you talk on auto-tune, it jumps to whatever note you are saying. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. I can't remember what it was. Somebody put a... Might have been an Obama speech onto auto-tune.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of funny, kind of stupid. But, yeah, I've never heard of clown vaginas, but I have been using a thing that I don't think that I wrote. My wife told it to me, so she could have saw it on Facebook. But it's funny, and people laugh at it. I always bring up Octomom. We talked about her and how she's going to rehab, and she's having trouble balancing her fledgling porn career with being a mother of 14. I decided, or I didn't, but this is funny, that one of the kids, maybe it was Dave Wilson that told me this. He said, he heard someone say, Mom, it's a vagina, not a clown car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clown vagina.
Yeah.
Connected a little bit there.
Well, clowns' vaginas, are they painted? Do they have a red nose?
Sideways smiley face.
Red nose on their, the Taurus?
Possibly. I've never seen a naked clown vagina.
Me neither.
But thanks for that topic there, Adrian. And I kind of gave my two cents. What do you think, Dust?
I just, the auto-tune, I don't know. I struggle because it's still creative in a sense. You know, I mean, you're still using creative juices to write stuff, whether it's good or not.
Right.
You know, it's subjective. I don't really dig the auto-tune thing. Or the dubstep, but I know that's what the kids seem to be enjoying these days, right?
Yeah, I think he's just lumping it all in together as far as the whole state of music as it is today.
Yeah,
saying dubstep, auto-tune, clown vaginas, Nicki Minaj.
Not mainstream, I'm not really into it. He forgot his drink.
Hey, I'm over here.
Now he's over there.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, so, there's... Some weed burning going on in Colorado and Washington.
Oh yeah, Measure 80 did pass, and we prophesied that with Jim Louder. I said Measure 80 didn't pass, and sure enough, it didn't.
Yeah, but
I kind of knew that it wasn't going to. I did find out that more people voted for weed than they did for Obama in Colorado. That's
oh, really?
A true fact. At least a reported fact, reported to be true. I don't know it firsthand. None of this shit I know firsthand because I'm just the middle.
I don't know. I just look at pictures on on Facebook that shows like the states that supported slavery are the ones that didn't vote for Obama or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That all those heavy Republican states haven't really changed from being Republican in a long time.
Right.
And now, have you heard that people want to secede from the Union?
To become like their own country?
Yeah.
My daughter just said that to me today, got home from school. She said, did you hear that Oregon and this other state want to be their own countries?
Oh, no, it's over 20 states of
five. Oh, is it?
Well, no, they got to have so many signatures on their petition to get a response from Obama, and I think Texas is closest, and Oregon not really that close.
Huh.
He made like 25,000. When I looked, it was like 9,000 in Oregon.
It sounded outrageous for a second, and any time that my 14-year-old daughter says something to me, I kind of have to take it as it's coming from a 14-year-old. And I didn't say that it wasn't true. I just said, wow, I hadn't heard that yet, or I haven't read that yet. And she's like, oh, it's true. She's like, we want to be our own country. And I was like, well, that's probably pretty smart, but it probably wouldn't work. I don't know.
I don't think it would work because we would be attacked by some nation bigger than us. We don't have the funding, I don't think, to support ourselves, do we?
I doubt it. We already owe China so much money.
Yeah, and then I just don't see it happening. Because I understand the people are uprising against it, and 25,000 signatures are needed to have Obama speak on it or get a response from him. But 25,000 is not a lot of the population.
No.
And that does not, like, doesn't the state government have to, like, initiate something like that?
I would imagine. I've never heard of any other states or in the past ever wanting to, like, or not that they didn't want to, but ever, like, at least going to the news saying that they're going to try to make themselves emancipate. What is it called when you...
Succeed.
Succeed from the union?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Well, what I noticed, though, is I went to the site, the whitehouse.gov, to where you can make petitions like that.
Ah.
And right next to all those petitions was two petitions, one that was calling to exile anyone that signed one of those petitions for any of the states to succeed from the union.
Huh.
And one was to take citizenship from anyone who signed a petition to succeed from the union.
And then they wouldn't be an American citizen?
Yeah. It just shows how easy it is to start one of those petitions. And so I don't know how seriously early to take it.
Yeah, it might be just a statement.
Yeah, like yeah, and that's fine. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to make a statement to get people talking about stuff. That's fine.
Whoa, I just scraped my headphone on the thing. That sounded weird.
Well, we were talking about marijuana, though, I think.
We were talking about marijuana, and then we were talking about illegal in Colorado, and you said something before we went on the air about a friend of ours saying that the regulated price was going to be like $350 an ounce.
I would think right around there, $300 to $350.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It is. It is.
Especially in Oregon, we're not used to paying that much.
Yeah, we would never.
That's why we didn't legalize it, I think. Us Oregon stoners might have came off looking stupid and like, oh, it didn't pass because we forgot to get down there and vote. What day was it?
People, you know, just see weed measure. They don't, you know.
I had a lot of people.
They don't look beyond.
I had a lot of friends that read it. Measure. They read it clearly and they said, I don't agree and I don't think it's going to work out for the best for us. And a lot of people voted no. A lot of people who are stoners voted no.
I had a lot of questions about it just not being really defined about the regulation within it.
Right.
And the committee and what their power would be to regulate it. And so that's, I don't know. You know, when you can get it relatively cheap anyway, I don't know what the advantage of, I guess the decriminalization of it.
Yeah, so you can be around with it and not get in trouble, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it comes, and you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you can't complain because you didn't vote, and I didn't vote, and a lot of people that I know didn't vote, and a lot of people aren't quick to say, hey, I didn't vote, but a lot of people are owning up to it now and saying I didn't vote, because not just because they don't think it makes a difference, but because, I don't know, because it does, that's probably the only reason why, because they don't think it makes a difference. But, did you hear about that chick in Phoenix?
No. Chicken Phoenix.
Chicken. She fucking ran over her husband because he didn't vote.
Wow.
Because she was in such despair because Obama got reelected that she ran him down. What was her name? Holly Solomon, 28, ran her husband over following a wild chase that left him pinned underneath the vehicle. He was in critical condition, and Obama lost the caucus. Obama lost his caucus.
Mm-hmm.
He lost the electoral votes in Arizona, so they really wanted Romney to win. And because of the fact that he didn't vote, she ran him over.
Wow.
He tried to hide.
Now your voter intimidation is against the law.
He tried to hide behind a light pole, and he was struck after attempting to flee to a nearby street.
I can imagine. Wow, man, that is rough.
Yeah. So, you know, I can see how people get passionate about voting and stuff, and you didn't vote, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Beat you up if you say something about voting. You guys better, anybody who didn't vote, you better watch your fucking back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm going to be there.
Well, yeah, just, I don't, man.
Sorry. I wasn't sure if we should even go there, but,
yeah.
Well, some of our listeners know what's going on because they're friends with us on Facebook. Question, dude in question actually wanted to come on the show. Did you see that?
Don't have any contact with him.
Oh, well, he posted some apology on a post on another person's page. I believe it was the other person that you unfriended.
Uh-huh.
And he pretty much backpedaled for a good couple of paragraphs and said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. You're not a bad person. As you can tell, you know, politics keep people worked up and this and that. And
yeah, well, that was my whole post in the first place anyway,
but
right?
But then he's telling us we can't say, don't say what you can't say, when really he's saying you can't say that. And that's fucking hypocrisy in itself. And I can't even remember what I was going for when I got into the thing when he was backpedaling and he said, bring me on your show. I'm totally not mad at anybody, and I'll give the unbiased opinion, and I'll set the facts straight, because they kept saying, oh, you only posted one side of the conversation. I said he posted the whole thing after the fact. And I don't have contact with him either, but I just got tagged in a post. Or no, someone came to me and said, they're still talking shit about you, two days later. And my wife had said something to him, and that's when he apologized.
Yeah.
Because he got on there and blah, 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 blah. I knew, and I'm going to do this because you can't say that. You can't say you can't say that.
Well, yeah, it was just unreasonable conversation.
Politics just gets you all riled up.
I know,
if you're for it, and if you don't care, then it's going to get you in a fight with someone who thinks that it matters that it. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't. It doesn't
ridiculous. We should get onto a cooler topic. Like we had one other person who's a good friend of the show. I think he's going to be
Elmo.
I don't like him anymore. He's a molester. No, he's not. He's
molester.
He got cleared.
So accused.
Anyway, our good buddy Jerry Murphy gave us a topic.
Oh, nice.
And I read this to my wife before we left, and my daughter. Maybe not my wife. I can't remember who I said it to, but don't really understand the question, Jerry. But I'm gonna read it. He says, zombies used to be the most simple of monsters, but now it seems they are the most complex. What are your thoughts on this? And I asked my daughter, are zombies really that complex these days? I mean,
I think so.
More complex than, say, the original Return of the Living Dead?
Not more complex. I would think that they're more fleshed out. Like, ooh, more backstory and
nice
more
pun.
Knowledge is known about them. So the legend and the stories of what a zombie is, I think, have grown.
Yeah.
You know,
I wonder if he's referring to Walking Dead.
Yeah, I would think so, probably.
Yeah. Did you watch the episode Sunday? Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
We might talk about this.
Yeah, and then so
it was a good episode. I liked it.
I just think they're more fleshed out. Back then, all they knew were, you know, they were reanimated or whatever, and they wanted to eat brains. And now we know, like, because of The Walking Dead, they get into what their brain actually is going through.
Now, are we on the up and up believing what Rick said about we've all got it already, and once we die, we'll turn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that for sure.
Because I don't know if I missed the episode or kind of was out of the room at the time in season one when that guy from the CDC told him that, or did it not show that and then he just said it later? Because when he said that, we're all infected. I didn't know if he was bluffing with them, trying to make them feel better about the people who were dying.
Well, he said that after those one people turned who hadn't been bitten.
Right.
Right. And so I think then is when he said that. I don't remember the season one episode either, but on a similar note, I just watched Death Wish 1 the other day.
Charles Bronson?
Yeah, and then watched Death Wish 2 this morning or part of it, and then realized I have no idea how Death Wish 1 ended.
Huh.
Because I couldn't remember his daughter in the second one.
You fell asleep?
No, his daughter in the second one. I didn't remember what happened to her at the end. I knew she was raped at the beginning of Death Wish 1. Which I had no idea because I'd never really gone through and watched those.
I don't think I have. I've seen them on like TNT and back in the day I used to see them on whatever.
That was Jeff Goldblum's breakout role was one of the rapists of Death Wish 1.
See, now I don't even remember that. So I don't know if I've watched them close enough as an adult. They were movies when I was a kid, I think. Were they
74 and then Death Wish 2 surprisingly came out in 82.
Huh.
And has some nice sound effects like.
Yeah, I was watching some shows. I've been watching the new episodes of The Office, which they skipped last week. Not last week from this week, but 2 weeks ago. They didn't have an episode. But then I went back because they got season 8 on Netflix now. And there was a few episodes on there that I had missed. I didn't remember the episode where Robert California accidentally got drunk and closed down that one branch. And then the guy came and blah, blah, blah. But so, yeah, it's easy to think you've watched the whole thing and then try to remember, oh, and then you hear a clue like two seasons later.
Yeah.
Oh, was that, did that happen or was that? That's one thing I like that, like we talked about South Park. I've been keeping up on that. Did you see their episode?
No.
It was called Obama Wins. It came out Wednesday.
Nice. So there we are, pretty much right on top of it, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they waited until the last second or. Actually, what I read said that it was already called Obama Wins before the votes were cast.
Yeah.
But they might have changed it. But there was a scene in there where he was given his little speech that he won.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, recreated it meticulously. I saw a picture of the actual picture of Obama doing his speech. And then the picture from South Park, they recreated the audience, the clothes that they wore, where they had their flags, and the hair flag lady. Have you heard of the hair flag lady?
Yeah.
So she was even in the audience there
on
the South Park thing. So it's pretty funny. So they had to have watched that and then scrambled for that one scene to draw up those characters. I mean, the lady, you could look. Side by side, she's wearing a pink dress. This other one's wearing a blue shirt. She has a flag right here. It was pretty awesome that those guys can be that on top of it and that topical.
That's weird that that kind of went a viral thing, the hair flag lady.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it until I read that story. Was it a meme?
No, it was just, I saw it on video. It was just some chick. She had her hair probably in a bun in the back.
Yeah, and instead of a pencil or whatever through it, she had a flag.
And she kept waving her head back and forth because they were playing music and she was excited because she won. And so it was like, woo, 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 woo.
That happened Tuesday night, and it was on South Park Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, they run a tight ship over there.
They do. Tight ship.
I've been watching this show called Hell on Wheels, another AMC show.
I saw it advertised. What's the premise?
That's fucking. It's a gritty show, man. It'll make you feel fucking dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Well, it's about the old railroad days, you know, post Civil War, I guess, right? And so you got people when the railroads are first coming in and they're doing the government's giving out grants if you build so much railroad. And so it's kind of dealing with that. But at the same time, you got, you know, you're still dealing with Indian nations that are free and trying to get them to think about being on the reservations. And you got like prostitution going on and all that. And you still got like the slaves are freed. But, you know, in many parts of the country, it really isn't freedom. You know, they're still working. They're just making pennies instead, but pretty much still owned. And, you know, them trying to find their identity within the world, too. And so it's a pretty gritty show and, you know, based around the railroad thing in a time of our country. I didn't think, you know, it's no Breaking Bad. It's no Walking Dead. But it's pretty well acted.
Right on. Oh, so it's not like a reality show.
No.
Okay, cool.
No, this is like a period show, you know, Mad Men-ish.
Right.
If Mad Men were about railroads and slavery.
Yeah, that's another show I've never watched. Mad Men?
Yeah. I don't know.
Seemed like it was overhyped.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched probably the first season and a half, And there's some good characterizations and stuff in there, and I want to like, because I like marketing.
Right.
It just doesn't grab me. And I like John Hamm. You know, he's a funny guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I know who John Hamm is.
He's the main character in it.
Oh. But I don't know him outside of that, and I don't know that show, so.
He's been on Saturday Night Live and stuff.
As a host?
Yeah.
Ah.
And did, he does comedy stuff down in
Two
LA.
M's?
Yeah.
Okay, I know him.
John Hamm.
Just kidding. Oh, hey, check this out.
Yeah?
There's a new doll that's raising controversy. It's designed to suckle from a specifically made halter top to be worn by the young girls. It's called the Breast Milk Baby Doll.
That's weird.
It is weird. It's from Spain, though, from Madrid. And it's designed to teach young girls about breastfeeding, and it comes with a halter top that contains sensors sewn into the nipples. Some parents are complaining that the doll is too sexualized.
Yeah.
And this one lady said she would not allow her daughter to play with the toy. But well, why did she have it if she couldn't play with it? Or maybe she just meant she wouldn't get it for her. I don't know. Yeah. It's not available in the U.S. They don't want to let it over here, but you can get it at thebreastmilkbaby.com. Go get your titty-sucking dolls.
Wow.
Christmas is coming up.
That's weird.
Would it be weird? I wonder what the age... I wonder what age it says on the package.
I'm not against, like, teaching kids that kind of stuff, but I don't know if you want a doll showing them that kind of stuff. Do you? I think that just seems... That seems a little weird.
And then maybe one day they would, like, take off their whole shirt and, like, have the doll.
Yeah, you know they're
going to
get to that experimental...
Poo-poo. Wait, titty. Poo-poo titty.
Which is probably way earlier these days. At experimental stage.
So, yeah, if you guys are looking for some toys for your kids, maybe you could get them a breast milk feeding baby.
Yeah. I posted on Pizza Now, local pizza, $5 pizza place.
Oh, used to be Little C's?
Yeah, I posted on their wall. Pizza eating contest, when and where? You know?
Right.
They said, you bring the tag cast, we'll bring the pizza.
They said that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what they're getting at.
If we bring our podcast to the restaurant, they're going to give us a free pizza eating contest?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I would help. We could help sponsor something like that. I mean, I could chow down one of those whole pizzas. That's all I'm saying.
Can you?
Yeah.
Like a large?
Well, it's the $5.
They're medium or... Just whatever
I don't
size.
Know what it is. Universal, I think they only got one size.
Universal size.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I mean, I don't know if I should be proud of that. But it is a fact.
It's and a thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel good afterwards.
You'll be beating yourself up.
Yeah, but that'd be kind of fun to have a contest like that. I don't think I'd win if I entered.
I don't know if it's good for us as we get older to abuse our bodies like that as far as eating like... Younger kids, yeah, they can probably do it. Like, I saw some stupid video of some kid that, like, ate a 72-ounce steak.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, oh, there's so much pressure in my stomach. And they're filming. He's in the toilet throwing up. And he was just like, it was just like meat. It just looked like turds. It just looked like poop coming out of his mouth.
Well, I imagine to get it down, I mean, you probably got tired of chewing. So after a while, he probably just swallowed.
And then he was, like, picking it up out of the toilet and going, oh, my God, look at all that meat. And it's just, I can't abuse my body like that anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
I'll try.
72 ounces of
meat.
That's just not good.
A 72 ounce steak.
Probably better that he peaked it up because trying to push that through.
Oh, man. He would have been plugged up. That would have been terrible.
Been making toilet chili.
Hey, do you ever watch that show called The Voice?
I've seen bits and pieces.
I don't ever watch it. My dad said he likes it better than the other ones, but he watches all those shows. But isn't CeeLo Green on that show?
Yes.
He's in a little bit of trouble. Did you hear about CeeLo's woes?
I heard something about CeeLo.
He was apparently heard in a taped conversation admitting that he gave woman ecstasy and then had sex with her.
Oh, yeah, he drugged a woman.
Yeah, well, he says he didn't now, but she says she woke up naked in his bed after having a drink with him and she couldn't remember anything. But I don't know, would she not all it says is that she woke up naked with him the next morning. But couldn't she have checked her and seen if there was any... Cause she, I mean, CeeLo's a black dude. Maybe he's probably large and in charge down there.
Yeah, I mean, she would be able to tell if she was...
Girls, you know you can tell when you've had sex the night before, right?
Right. I hope so.
Of course you could. So, innocent until proven guilty, old Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a tough...
tough call. Yeah.
I don't know. You shouldn't be slipping anything without people's consent, though.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
But does ecstasy make you black out like that?
It's not supposed to. It's supposed to make you want to have sex all night.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought there was elements of uppers, right?
Yeah. It's like that Molly stuff that we're talking about. Yeah. It's MDMA.
So that's kind of fishy if you say you slipped me ecstasy and I blacked out.
Maybe it wasn't ecstasy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it was roofie.
Well, that's what, yeah, the date rape drug is what I would think.
Roof-a-doop-boo.
But come on, CeeLo.
CeeLo, yeah. Don't you have enough? I might be crazy. That's Gnarls Barkley. That's him.
I know that is.
I don't think I like him.
As far as the singer?
Yeah, well, not as a person. I don't know him, so I like him. But I don't think I like his music. Me and my daughter used to listen to that song. That was before anybody really knew who CeeLo Green. It was before he was such a household name.
Yeah, when he was just...
Gnarls.
Yeah.
He was part of Gnarls.
Uh-huh.
Part of Gnarls. Huh. Gnarls Barkley. Do you think Charles Barkley got pissed because of that?
Nah, he's pretty good-natured as far as humor and stuff.
And it probably got him...
Yeah. Have you seen his golf swing?
No. Is he good?
No.
Is he handicapped?
No. He does fine, I hear, until there's somebody's watching and there's a camera.
Yeah.
And he cannot swing.
Weird.
And like, he can swing, but it's a choppy swing that even I would laugh at if I was out there.
Is he trying to be a professional golfer?
No, he just likes competing, and so, you know, I mean, that's what he wants to do.
And because he's famous, then some of his golfing's on TV?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's cameras and just people watching him. He just kind of, I don't know what, it's a mental thing, though, for him.
The camera's on, I'm going to slice it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a total, I mean, well, it's not even a slice. I mean, he stops his swing in the middle of the swing, and then it gets all choppy, and it looks like somebody's holding the club for him. Wow, it's weird.
That is funny.
Yeah, there was even a reality show where he had a golf coach for a while.
So did they say that he golfs okay when he's not on camera?
I think he has an easier time. I don't even know if it's camera necessarily or whether it's just public.
Huh. Well, I guess he could just go on private courses.
Yeah.
And then no one would really know if he won or not because it would just be his word against theirs.
Yeah. He's an odd one, though.
Yeah, I used to think he was pretty funny to listen to as a commentator. Or Pavel. Like on, I don't remember what show it was on. He was on a show with like three other dudes, sports show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it an NBA?
Yeah.
Halftime show?
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Something. He's pretty funny. And he was kind of funny on Saturday Night Live too a couple times. Like, I don't know if he's been on there recently, but he did it when Nirvana. He couldn't say it right. Ladies and gentlemen, Nirvana. Forgot the R.
Pavel.
I got a stuffy nose. My nose is stuffing up right now as we speak. It wasn't bad when I got here, but it was because of the cops. The cops got me sick.
Those fuckers.
I know. They're out to get you. No, there's not all bad cops. There's a bad cop in New Mexico. Stun gunned a 10-year-old boy.
I heard about that.
Just for fun.
Well, it wasn't for fun, right?
Well... The youngster made a joke about the officer, and so he said, "Let me show you what happens to people who don't listen to the police."
Oh, that's not the story I heard.
This was in Tularosa, New Mexico.
Yeah. I heard the same second half of that story, but I heard what went on as the cop was having the class help clean out his car or something, and he didn't want to help clean out the car, and so he got zapped.
That could be, but this
either
story...
one, he got zapped.
He's suing the cops, is either
fuck
way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got shocked with a stun gun. Oh, it was during a career fair.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
So they might have been, but it doesn't say what the joke was.
Yeah. Well, either way, I mean.
Officer Christopher Webb shot the boy with a stun gun after the youngster made a joke about the officer.
Either way, you don't. I'll show you what happens
when you don't listen to the police.
Zap to a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
that guy should probably be locked up.
But he's probably suspended with paid leave for right now.
I think they incarcerated him.
Oh, good. I think
they picked him up for something.
Something.
Yeah, I would hope. Anyway, right?
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, I would have issue.
You could grab him by the arm, maybe, and set him down and say, "Don't make fun of the cops in public, or I will stun gun you."
Yeah.
And then maybe you could stun him, gun him,
yeah,
and shun him.
Or make a joke about, "Hey, have you ever felt a stun gun on your chest?" Yeah.
You want to? Because I could probably help you out with that. Have you ever heard that old joke where somebody says to a lady, they'll say, "I'll bet you $1 I can play with your boobs without touching them." And then you just grab their tits and then give them $1. Some guy did that to his kid's therapist. And he's getting sued. I don't know the whole story. I just challenged him.
He said, "I can touch your boobs without $1. She said, I want to see this.
He said, "I'll bet you $1 that I can play with your boobs without touching him." And she said, "Okay, I bet you $1. And he's all... And then he just gave her $1 before she could say anything. But she turned him in. And I don't know if she's like, I didn't read the story because
she said okay.
It was just funny enough as it was. But apparently that's not okay. He's getting some kind of a sexual assault charge.
She said okay.
Yeah, but he lost the bet.
Yeah, but it was like,
it wasn't like, "I'll bet you $1 and there's a guarantee that I'm going to win."
It wasn't like, I'm not going to touch. I'm just going to try to play with you without touching them.
And then she's like, smack. Okay, I bet you $1 I can punch you in the face without touching you. Here's $1. But yeah, I'd heard that joke as a kid. And then,
Or variations of,
"I'll bet you $1 I can't." Because $1 is not much.
It isn't.
You spend $1. I spent $1 on stamps today.
It's worth a feel, though.
Stamps. I still use the postal service.
Yeah.
I went to send my Kindle back, the one that I'm having to send back, and they sent a return sticker on it, and I didn't even look at it. I took it to the post office, and they're like, "Oh, this is a UPS sticker. It's UPS Ground." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, so what do I got to do? Take it to a UPS store?" And they're like, "Or you can call for a pickup." I can call for a pickup.
Yeah.
"Thanks, UPS. I'm calling you tomorrow, and Don Bender is going to come over and pick up my package."
Right on.
He's going to bend her over and pick her up.
Good old UPS.
Yeah. So my new Kindle.
You digging it?
It works about exactly the same. I just had to switch over. It doesn't have that dark pixel on it, so that's cool.
Right on.
And I haven't dropped it yet, so it doesn't have the... It basically got a new one after 9 months, which is not too bad. But it still kind of does the same thing sometimes, which is... I guess just the thing that they do.
Huh. Sometimes you can always rotate it back, you know?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Rotate it.
Well, you could say, "Hey, I'm having the same problem. I wonder if this is a design issue of these older ones. Why don't you go ahead and send me a new one and I'll shut up."
Yeah, just send me one of the brand new HD. Those new HD ones have a camera, HD camera, and this doesn't have anything like that. That's why, kids.
They're closer to the
Never buy something early.
iPad,
it's just
going to
get
this?
Better. Yeah, I think it is. Oh, well, did you hear about that lady? I can't remember right now. She bought an iPad from some guy at like a truck stop.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was
that's
just
where
a,
you want to buy it.
It was a mirror with an Apple sticker on it. It was an $800 iPad. Let me see. Oh, here it is right here. Text one. She was dismayed to discover that the iPad she bought for $200 from a man at a gas station turned out to be a mirror with an Apple logo on it. The guy approached her at a gas station, and he had a whole load of iPads and stuff. Offered to sell her an $800 model for only $200. She took the deal. She got home, and she opened it up, and it was a mirror with an Apple sticker on it.
Huh.
She said if you turned it around to the back, it looked just like an Apple iPad. But when you turn it to the front, it had prices and stuff on it. And
she never looked inside the box.
No.
All
right. It had like a thing where you could see it inside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, you know how these are kind of like these Kindles? It's black and it has an Apple.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kids, don't buy iPads at gas stations.
Yeah, I bought my Xbox 360 at a gas station.
What gas station?
The one on the freeway. It was back when they were short supplied back when they first came out, and I made a deal with someone on Craigslist. And I went there and picked it up.
That's not very worthy, but we haven't played this song for a long time. And
What?
Don't buy Xbox at a gas station.
Yeah, don't do that either. Cause
does it still work? You got the same one?
No. No, I've had to send it in a few times. The old red ring of death or whatnot, you call it.
Yeah. Sometimes my stepson can fix those.
Yeah, I was getting an error the other day. I think it's with the hard drive, though.
Ah.
I don't know.
Huh.
I'd probably just be buying a new hard drive for that.
Yeah, that's usually what it turns out to be feasible. I mean, you still have to spend that much, so you might as well get brand new.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't really play that much anymore, though. I went and bought a game, or I rented a game down at the Redbox. You know, because they rent games, and yeah, I've probably spent $20 on renting it and played it once.
Yeah.
It kept freezing on me, though, so I was like, fuck it.
That sucks.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You ever wonder why they call it Redbox?
Yeah, I don't know.
Some guy last weekend, said that it was because when girls are on the rag, they always like to watch movies. Which could be true.
Yeah, that could be.
Or not. I don't know.
I always thought because, well, red's a hot color, right? And then it is a box.
It is kind of a red box.
That was my first experience, so renting from the red box.
It's yeah.
Kind of weird.
That was your first just recently?
Yeah.
I did it about a year or two ago, and then I was like an hour late. I didn't know you had a certain time yet, and they charged me for another day because I turned it in at 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded. That's how they do it. They just keep your thing on file, and then they just charge you.
When you take it in, right? They don't charge you at the beginning.
Right. They charge you for it, I think, and then they charge you again for it if you don't make it by the... I don't even know. I only did it once, and it freaked me out, so I stopped doing it.
I don't know.
All right, well, let's get to this before I forget.
All right.
What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player?
This is the new version.
What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out today. What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out right now.
That was a funny
one. Hans. Today, he's listening to the solo project from Nate Hall, who's the guitarist from... What's that? Oh, U.S. Christmas. I almost forgot. He's got an album out called A Great River. He must like U.S. Christmas a lot because
Mike Shite tour with that guy?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
All right.
He did some shows. I don't know if it was a full tour, him and I think Scott Kelly. And speaking of Scott Kelly, we talked about that on Monday. I think about the Neurosis Yob and Voivod going on Saturday night. Don't go to it. Come to the Tagcast podcast live taping of that's only 3 days away. Are you ready for that?
No.
Come on, bro.
Well, I am ready, but
you're ready as you'll ever be.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll be a little bit more ready by then.
Well,
but
let's hope so.
Yeah, I did inquire about doing a comedy contest with Jake.
What did he say about that?
He wants to see how this one goes before he goes monthly.
A long-term thing, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought, you know.
And I've been trying to put that out there to people. If we don't get good turnouts, we can't keep doing this. And if we do keep doing it, it's just going to be like me and Dustin. We could have live podcasts there all the time. But in order to get the talent in there, we have to have the revenue from you fans out there. Mm-hmm. And summer's over. That was an excuse before. Comedy shows are slow in the summer. Just come out. I know a lot of people maybe don't like comedy, but why?
Who doesn't like to laugh?
I don't know. Do they not think that it's funny? I don't know. But anyway, Hans was listening to Nate Hall, and I was listening to, on my turntable, The Accused grinning like an undertaker, and I'm pissed because I found out that Martha's Revenge, which was Toe Tag doing Accused songs, opened for Napalm Death on Saturday night in Seattle, and they had like some kind of a double booking fiasco. Yes, I said fiasco, not fiasco. Where they had to book or they had to combine two shows. So it was like Gwar and Napalm Death and the bands that were with Napalm Death and one of the bands that was with Gwar. So it was like a big mega show.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was Devil Driver, Gwar, Martha's Revenge, and Napalm and Municipal Waste and whatever band is playing with them. So my good friend Tony Avila from Portland, he got to go check it out, and he went to Zippy's Burgers, which is a Blaine's hamburger shop. The guy from The Accused has his own restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Do they splatter stuff on there?
Yeah, it's Splatter Burgers. That's it. No, I don't think so. It's called Zippy's Giant Burgers or something like that.
Huh. Remember Zippy the Pinhead?
I remember that vaguely as you're telling me right now.
Yeah, Zippy the Pinhead. That's what I have in the junk drawer.
Remind me. Get him out. Well, who's
Zippy? Oh, he was a comic strip back in the day, and he had that pointed cone head.
Zippy the Pinhead.
And he had a little bit of hair on the tip of his cone head. It was just offbeat humor. That's what I remember about it.
Huh.
Pre-Simpsons, I think.
The name rings a bell, but
Zippy the Pinhead.
Man. I don't know. Well, I'm sure some of our listeners remember Zippy the Pinhead.
Yeah, send us a picture. Post a picture of Zippy the Pinhead on the TagCast site.
Yeah.
And we'll like it.
Or wherever we are.
Yeah.
Wherever you can put us on tagcastpodcast.com.
Yeah.
You can put it anywhere you want. Anywhere you want.
Except for there. Whoa.
Have you ever been ran over by a car for not voting? No way. Wait, no. Just in general, or have you ever ran over anyone for not voting? No.
No, I have not.
I hit a 72-year-old man one time.
Oh, really?
In my car.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
For not voting?
No, just because he was not using the crosswalk. I didn't see him is why I hit him, and it was his fault. Like, okay, I was parked on the side of the street, and there was two cars parked in front of me, parallel parked, and he was in between the car in front of me and the car in front of that. Now, I backed up to come out of my spot. Uh-huh. I looked both ways, and right as I pulled out, he had looked my way. Nothing was coming all the way down the straight street. And as he looked back to the right, I pulled out of my spot. He was only one car length away. And right as I got up to about 10 miles an hour, he stepped right in front of me and broke his glasses. His head was bleeding and stuff. He was like 72, right in front of the Brownsville Tavern. I go running in there. I'm on break from work at the time. I go running in there. I'm like, I need to use the phone. I just hit a guy in the street. And he's like, oh, I'm fine. I should have been using the crosswalk. Like, my doctor's just on the corner. I'm just going to walk over there. And I was like, oh, dude, I had to call the cops and stuff. And cops didn't do shit. They didn't even give me a ticket or nothing. Because he said, oh, I shouldn't have been using the crosswalk, and I didn't look properly. I tried to stop, but.
Oh, of course.
Actually, I did. I didn't. It's been 20 years, statute of limitations. I just floored it. Like, you stupid old bastard. Oops. Yeah. And then this was 20 years ago, and he was like 70, so he's probably passed away. His name was Vern Troyer, and I ran him down on the streets of Brownsville.
Wait a minute.
Vern Troyer. No, that's not Stanley Troyer. I'm sorry. Oh. It wasn't the short guy from Mike Myers movies.
I was going to say this in real life.
Stan Troyer. I'm sorry. He was a full-sized gentleman, and he might not have been in relation.
Well, I mean, if he was a shorter gentleman, you know, people probably could have understood why you would have hit him.
Well, see, and he was tall enough to where his elbow kind of took the windshield a little bit, because I didn't hit him with the front of my car. He kind of like walked into the side of my car, kind of like a deer does when you're coming at him. And then the window hit his elbow and just like knocked him to the ground, and then his glasses broke, and then the glass.
That's so weird.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that the cop didn't give me a ticket, though.
He must have been like completely looking the other way down the street, though, when he walked right into your car, though, because who else would do that?
Well, you can see how the people that are listening can't see, but say this is my car, and this is a car, and he was in between these cars, and so he looked that way, nothing's coming. He looks that way, and I pulled out. He didn't look back again.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, and I also didn't look left, right, left. I just looked left, right. Nothing was coming. And I was like, oh, man, I was just like, thought I was in so much trouble, because everyone's always told me the pedestrian always has the right of way, no matter. Yeah. And
even if he didn't want to pray, he was like, nope, my fault. I'm just going to go over to the doctor's office here and
die.
Probably. So I asked the cop, Jeff Cohn, do I need to stick around? I really need to get back to work. He said he's okay. And he's like, yeah, you got your insurance and registration, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, well, we'll contact if we need anything. And never heard shit from him.
Weird.
And what reminded me of that is because I saw this story of the New York Police Department ran over a pedestrian, and then they sent him a bill for $1,028. To cover damage to the car. But they now claim that it was a mistake, and they retracted it. And they,
that was probably some insurance company or something sending him the bill.
He was pissed, though. I mean, he probably is going to sue them. He wasn't seriously injured. And
now he is.
He had the green light to walk, and the bill should not have been sent, the police officer said. We're examining safeguards to make sure similar letters aren't sent in the future. Yeah. Because some people just pay bills without looking at them. Bill for a cruiser.
Yeah.
Pay it with my credit card, my account, and just pay all my shit. Yeah. You got to check your bills, you guys. If you have credit cards or phone bills, don't just put it on auto pay, because I've done that before sometimes, and I call Verizon. They're good about reversing charges, but if you say, look, I've charged for this and this, and I clearly did not get it, they're like, oh, we're sorry about that.
Yeah.
We'll take that right off. How many people don't call?
Exactly.
Millions.
Exactly, man.
Yep. There was a skit
That's
on
what they hope for.
SNL with Louis C.K., and he was playing the stuffy hotel concierge or whatever you call it. And the guy's like, I'm really in a hurry. I got to get to my cab to catch the. He's like, well, let's just go over your bill real quick before we finalize the transaction. One room at $119. And then he's like, one phone call was $3, and this tax was for. He's like, just fine. It's fine. Just run my card. I'm in a hurry. I got to go. He's like, well, it's very important that we go over all these charges because we don't want you to be overcharged for something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm really in a hurry. He's like, okay, well, 6 Bengali diamonds delivered on a pillow of silk, $75,000. One bottle. He's like, wait a minute. What did you say about those diamonds? He's like, some diamonds that were delivered to your room. He's like, I didn't get any diamonds. He goes, well, see, I'll take that off. That's why we're doing this, sir. And then he goes on and starts listing it. And then the guy misses. It was pretty funny because I think that's a play on that people charge you for stuff. And if you don't check your bill,
and I'm sure it happens all the time in the hustle bustle world of traveling hotel to hotel.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm in a hurry. Just charge my card. And I'm cool. And
then they get airplane.
$75,000 worth of diamonds. What?
Yeah. No, well, that'd be nice if you got the diamonds, I guess.
Well, we have you on camera taking it out of the minibar. $75,000 worth of diamonds. Charged to your MasterCard. Thank you very much for staying.
Those minibar things are weird, though. I don't know.
I've never actually
like
looked at them.
$8 peanuts.
You heard that bit from Mitch Hedberg, right?
Yeah.
Where he goes to try to sell it. Or you eat it and then try to replace it so you don't get charged for it. But I can't find a Coke cup made like a harmonica. Individually wrapped cashews. $8 for the cashew. I forgot to look at what time we started.
We're about there.
All right. And I didn't do my plugs yet, but we'll get to that.
Plugs.
That'll be at the end of the shoe. Hey, you guys, it's hump day. Like we said, hope you get out there and do some humping. Glad that the elections are all over, and be free. Feel free to use that next time you see a girl with some nice hooters. Just say, I'll bet you a dollar I can play with your boobs without touching with them.
Yeah.
And then just throw her a dollar
and say, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Hey, before we go, we were touching on
boobs.
We're touching boobs.
Yeah.
We're touching on the fact that Disney bought Lucasfilms.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear who's writing the season episode 7?
No.
The dude who wrote Toy Story 3. That's weak, dude.
I've not seen Toy Story 3.
Well, neither have I, but you want the dude that wrote Toy Story writing Star Wars? He wrote some Sunshine Story,
too. They're going to Disney-fy it. And I think some people are split whether that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, because George Lucas did the last three, and
they're
I don't
trying
think
to get
anybody really was happy about that. So people are like hopeful that it's in Disney's hands, but
they're trying to get Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher to be on it.
Oh, I would imagine so.
As
right?
grown-ups.
Yeah, because they would be older than they were.
They're going to be focusing on the Skywalker family, including mm-hmm. Darth Vader, Anakin, and the twins, Luke and Leia. Well, oh, spoiler alert. Sorry, you guys, if you haven't seen the original Star Wars.
Anakin die, though, at the end of episode 6?
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he? They blew up the Death Star? I have no idea, dude. I don't even watch Star Wars. I watched the first one.
Dude, then... we lost a lot of fans right there.
Fuck them! I don't care. I don't have any tattoos of Star Wars, Seth Milstein. His whole life is tattooed on his body. No, but I'm kind of bummed out, and I'm sure that some of you hardcore Star Wars fans are too, or maybe not. I don't know if it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, I think people are happy that 7, 8, 9 will be released and that George Lucas will not be doing them.
But what's the difference?
Well, George Lucas's kind of campy movies that worked in 1976 to 1980 but didn't really work in 2001.
That makes sense, I guess, but I just didn't think that the Star Wars fans would want it being a Disney movie. I mean, even though it's going to...
No, I don't know. Well, they got the budget.
They do. They got the budget.
So, I don't know.
They've got the tools.
You know, they used to make some good movies, like the Black Hole movie and shit was good, right, back in the day. I mean,
yeah.
For like live-action movies.
Yeah. And I guess even the Toy Story and movies like that have the same old storyline, just rearranged for
different
aspects.
Yeah, well, the Toy Stories I hear are good movies. I've seen the first one. That's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They're probably pretty talented writers, I'd imagine, being working for Disney and being paid that much.
Did you cry during Toy Story?
No.
Did you cry during Indian in the Cupboard?
No. Well, I cried in laughter.
Did you cry during Waking Dead, Walking Dead?
No,
when
never.
When the son had to kill his mom?
No.
My wife did.
Really?
My lip might have quivered a little bit.
That was a pretty tough scene.
No! Poor Rick.
I know.
And poor fans who are listening, yeah. Oh, I decided who that was calling him at the end of the show.
Who?
It was the Obama campaign calling him to thank for his vote. Hey, you guys have a happy hump day. We'll be back on Friday.
Rock on.
No guests this week because we're winding down the season. We'll be live.
Keller will be on next week.
Yeah, but she ain't going to say shit. We're going to talk a lot of shit to her, too, but I don't think she'll hear a word we're saying. Thanks, you guys, for listening to everything we say, and we'll catch you on Friday.
Rock on. Wilbur. The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, all you taggets looking for something fun to do? I know you are. You always are. That's why I do this every week. Go out and do something. Go see a music show or a comedy like this Friday, the 16th of November. We got Floater and We Have Guns at McDonald Theater. It's all ages. Doors open at 7. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Saturday, November 17th at the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's a comedy showcase number 4 with our headliner, Andy Andrist. I'll be doing a set. Jesse Priest will be doing a set. Dustin Gatchel will be hosting the show. After the show, we'll be doing a live taping of the season finale of the TagCast podcast. So come on down and get involved with the show. It starts at 9:30. It's 21 and over. And, of course, it's free. Wednesday, November 28th, it's the Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase 1 or 2 year anniversary. I can't remember which, and I never checked it out. But it's an anniversary show nonetheless featuring Derek Sheen, Xander DeVoe, Mac Chase and Seth Milstein doing a set, handing his hosting duties over to Mike McGowan, also known as Carmichael McGee. So that's 9 p.m., 21 and over, $5 suggested donation. But if you're broke, as a joke, you can get in for free. Thursday, November 29th at Sub-Zero in Corvallis, that is formerly the Platinum there on 4th. We got some heavy metal bands from Portland coming down. Dave Wilson's putting on a show with Kingdom Under Fire, American Roulette, and Bikini will open the show. More details coming. I don't have any details right now, but that's a Thursday night show, so come and check it out. Ooh, that hurt. Friday, November 30th at the Tiger Bar, it's Blake's birthday bash with 30-pound test. We Have Guns and Awake. It's 21 and over, $6 at the door. That's a 9 p.m. show. If you're not in Portland that night, go see Fred Flintstone. He'll be there. No. November 30th at the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene, we got Dirt Clawed Fight, Bison Bison, and Syrup, which is P-S-Y-R-U-P. Heard good stuff about those guys. That's a free show. You can feel free to donate to the bands as well. Whatever you want to do. On into December we go with Saturday, December 1st at the Dixie Creek Saloon. Hive Tyrant coming over from Central Oregon. Another Dirt Clawed Fight show they'll be playing as well. And Sons of Dirt, 9 p.m., 21 and over, and it's free. The next Saturday is the 8th of December at the Dixie Creek Saloon. Ninth Moon Black, Wichasaurus Hex, Griefhammer, and Die Like Gentlemen. That's a 9 p.m. Doom show, 21 and over, and it's free. Friday, December 14th at the Oak Street Speakeasy, it's Corrosion of Conformity, Yob, and Saviors. It's 21 and over. Ticket details are coming soon. I've been trying to find out, but I cannot find out right now, so stay tuned for details on that. And if you can't make it to Eugene that night and you're in Corvallis or you'd just rather see Floater, go to the Whiteside Theater because 30-pound test will be opening for those guys in Corvallis. It's all ages. Tickets are $20 plus service charge. You can go to the Whiteside Theater website to check out where tickets are available. Wednesday, December 26th, it's the day after Christmas. We got the Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase again, because it happens every month, but I'm including this one early because I will be performing at this show, and that's how I roll. Seth Milstein will be hosting, and we'll have tons of good comics for the last comedy show of the year, 2012. That is, if the world doesn't come to an end. And before I forget, I think it's the 22nd of December. Is that correct, Gatch? We're doing a Gatch game.
Yeah.
Down at the Dixie. I'm going to be a panelist. Gatch will be your host, and it's going
to
be
similar to the Match game.
Yeah, with Gene Rayburn, and I'm going to be Richard Dawson. Mm-hmm. He's going to be Gene Rayburn. We need some contestants, so come on down to the Dixie. Contact us at Tagcast Podcast. Let us know if you want to be a contestant, or just come down that night.
Yeah, come down, and we'll probably just have slips of paper. People can put it in a hat, and I'll probably just draw people from a hat.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with the Match game, you can check it out on Game Show Network or YouTube. And so come down. It's a Saturday night. If the world doesn't end on the 21st of December, we're going to party down Gatch game style at the Dixie Creek Saloon, and you can win some fun prizes. So that's a ton of stuff for you guys to go do. So go do it. Thanks for listening to the Tagcast Podcast. We'll see you next week.